Since our last episode, we've been deluged with requests for transcripts of my opening monologue, Elegy for Innocence. Many of you said you'd like to pass it along to your friends, family, and co-workers in an effort to educate them to the facts, which is why we're making it available to you, both as a transcript and as a separate audio file. It's also why we're granting you conditional distribution rights to pass it along to whomever you'd wish. We encourage you to share it on your Facebook page, link to it on Twitter and other social media outlets, and use it to open your discussions with others who do not yet know as much about the issues as you do. Doing so just might help all of us get past the blind spots that often cloud both sides of arguments like this. Who knows? If we can initiate enough meaningful discussions, we might be able to move beyond the sound bites and find some real solutions for the violence that seems to be spreading over our world like a plague. As those who have dealt with it firsthand will tell you, violence isn't something you experience. It's something you'll never forget. Together, we just might be the catalyst that leads to a viable solution. You can find the link to the downloads on our homepage, gunforhireradio.com. Thanks for listening and for sharing this information with as many friends as you're able, especially those down at the range. I can be reached for comment by email at sandy@gunforhireradio.com. And now, this week's episode of Gun for Hire Radio.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. So, I have to tell you something. We completed the circle. You know how Bach always tells you he hates you because you ruined his life because you got him into shooting. Then you tell me you hate my life because I got you into radio.
Yes.
Well, I hate you now. You ruined
Beautiful.
My life.
How?
Okay. This morning, there's my doorbell rings, right? I open the door, and there's this gorgeous young girl standing outside of my door.
She in your basement?
Now, before I met you, I would have been like, wow, thank you, God. But I'm saying to her, what do you want? It's terrible. It's terrible. You ruined my life.
We have a special guest in the studio for the whole show today.
Yes.
Dr. Eric Waldorf from Waldorf Chiropractic.
Welcome,
sponsor
Dr. Eric.
Extraordinaire.
Yes.
Doc, what's up?
Not much. I'm just glad to be here.
Doc is going to be here for a multitude of reasons.
Is glad to be here, so he needs a psychiatric evaluation.
Doc is a chiropractor who's a Gun for Hire Radio sponsor. Doc is an NRA life member and an NRA instructor and a supporter of NJ2AS.
Nice.
Wait, I'm not done. He's also a father and a husband, and he has two young boys who go to school, so he's going to weigh in on some of the stuff that's been going on. So we got him here for the whole show. Asking away. He's going to be offering some specials to Gun for Hire Radio listeners, too. He wants to adjust me, but he made me promise no gas, so we can't do it.
There's no promise, Doc, it's going to take care of that.
Welcome, Doc.
Thank you.
I just want to thank our listeners. Show 82 pulled the most downloads. We're still counting them. People passing them on. It's the first show we've ever done, Sandy, where we haven't gotten any hate mail.
Wow.
And that whole half-hour intro, people are actually using it and passing it on to friends and family so they can fully understand the magnitude of what's going on, and it's not just the evil firearm that's involved in when tragedies like this strike. It's amazing. We're not going to talk too much about Newtown today because 2 weeks later, we still don't have any new information.
Right, correct.
And, you know, we have some inside people, and as soon as we get the info, we're going to break it on the show. You know, we'll bring Detective Mack in or Joe or whatever, and we'll discuss it more. But we really can't comment anymore until more news comes out. But I will tell you this, that there's an unwritten law that psychiatrists and psychologists have that they are not supposed to comment on someone's mental condition unless they treated them firsthand.
Right.
And so that we have a whole majority of mental health professionals that do not weigh in on subjects like this. And someone did. This gentleman broke a well-known psychiatrist, and he said that he thinks that the kid was misdiagnosed with Asperger's, and he was probably, what is it?
A paranoid schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic. And we're going to be discussing that more as time goes on with mental health and video games and, you know, and television and the desensitization of our children in this world today. But, you know, again, Doc is in the house. It's WaldorfCairo.com. Doc, what are you offering our listeners? Let's get some of us guys and girls off our fat asses after the holidays. What can you do for us?
Well, we can balance the nervous system, make them shoot better. The nervous system isn't balanced and the messages aren't getting from the brain to squeeze the trigger properly, you're not going to shoot properly.
You had to say squeeze.
Yes, I had to say squeeze.
So somebody comes in. I mean, I've been to you. Charlie's been to you. The whole Gun for Hire staff has been to you. Somebody comes in. They just ask for you and
they
say...
They just ask for me. Say they're from the show. They're going to get a full exam, x-rays, thermal scan. They will know more about their back than their MD knows by the time they leave the office.
Wow, that's great to hear. So listen up, people. Please show your support. He's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. You couldn't ask for a better guy. He's out. He took off today just to be in the studio and be ridiculed by me with Sandy supporting him, which is amazing. I met Doc and his wife, Karen. They came for a lesson. Talk about romantic. He bought a lesson for him and his wife on Valentine's Day. How long? About 4 or 5 years ago?
About that, yeah.
And that's how we met.
Nice.
And then we started a relationship from there where they were students, and then he became an NRA instructor and a range safety officer, and here we are today.
So you ruined your life, too.
I ruined his life, yes.
Nice.
But
my wife knew from the moment she met him.
Yes. But I have a lot of respect for him and his wife and their family and their business, and that's why we decided to let him be a sponsor on the show, and I'm glad he's here with us today because he has legitimate concerns. Also, he drops young children off at school every day also.
Right.
And he sees what's going on. You know, let's talk a little bit about this whole NRA stance. You know, Wayne LaPierre came out. I didn't think he was forceful enough. I think that his security detail should be fired for letting those two code pink commies hang banners up during his speech. But I'm going to agree and disagree with Wayne on the whole arm thing. I don't think a school resource officer is the way to do it. I think taking staff that already have jobs in the school, teachers, administrators, gym teachers, training between 3 to 10 per school and arming some, but the students, the general public, the parents not knowing who is armed.
No one knows who they are.
And this way you don't have a school resource officer who's bullshitting with the librarian all day, going to the bathroom, going out to his car for a cigarette. Again, you know, Doc and I are juniors in high school. We're going to watch him, and we're going to know his routine, and we're going to shoot up the school when he's not in, or we're going to shoot him first. Okay.
Correct.
Now, Detective Mac says it's a good thing if you shoot him first because that initiates the lockdown drill.
Right.
Now, I've been spending the past few weeks studying mass shootings from Columbine up. Universally, Virginia and all, when students and teachers heard the gunfire, they did not think it was gunfire.
Well, Matt, we talked about that off air last week, which
Correct.
Was kind of interesting because Max said nobody, and it's very true, everybody's idea of what gunfire sounds
Hollywood.
Like comes from Hollywood.
Right. You know what Max's doing? They're going all the schools in Belleville after school. They're letting all the teachers and administrators sit in their positions in classrooms or offices, and Joe and the guys are bringing bullet traps in, and in the auditorium and in the front hall, they're going to shoot real guns into bullet traps so that the administrators and everybody and teachers hear what it sounds like. That
great
is
idea.
A great thing.
Excellent idea.
When we come back, I'll be gone.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet. and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer. And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio. And
you know
what? Anthony has got his fingers pointed to his head because he hates holiday music. You screwed.
I'm changing the subject, humbug. Listen,
yes, sir.
Gun sales and NICS approvals are through the roof still.
Totally.
Try to find a black gun. Try to find parts. This is going to help our cause, by the way.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because all these new gun owners, a lot of them are joining the NRA,
AGRPC, well, we have to get,
and
listen,
J2AS.
If you are not a member of the NRA and the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, I'm not even going to say shame on you. I'm going to say you're freaking brain dead stupid.
We talked about this already. I saw on the forums, Doc, where people were posting, I'm glad what Wayne said. I just joined the NRA. Somebody posted, I can't believe half you guys weren't NRA members to begin with.
No, they're sitting in the wagon and we're pulling it. We have to pull the wagon. No, get out of the wagon, start pulling it, because now's the time. Talked about this last week. There is a tsunami headed our way and we have to have huge numbers, otherwise
they're going to ban everything.
Yes.
We have crying state senator in New Jersey who also happens to be an undersheriff and a building inspector, and he's getting about 19 salaries. Okay, he's talking about introducing legislation, 5-round magazine limit.
Of course.
Okay,
what's the correct number? 5, 10, 27. If we stop talking about numbers and start talking about psychopaths, you know, but there was no, are we banning, did we go after, immediately after the shooting, did we go after the American Psychiatric Association?
Of course not, because they have a huge lobby, much bigger than the NRA.
Yeah.
We went after the gun, because the gun is the problem.
Of course
the
gun is the problem.
Kudos to Marlboro Township, New Jersey.
Yes.
They have, how many schools? They have 9 schools. They're putting school resource officers in. Again, I agree to disagree with that. I think it's better than nothing at this point. But I don't think it's a good long-term approach.
It's a town of 40,000 people, which in New Jersey, for people listening outside of New Jersey, is a small town. You know, in the Midwest, 40,000 people is probably a city.
They're fortifying their entrances, okay? And they're going to have a school resource officer in every school. Listen, this Newtown tragedy. Would all of those parents today pay another $1,000 a year to have cops in a school? And but are cops really the answer? No,
I don't
believe they're really the answer. I'll take it instead of nothing.
Well, you did see the school resource officers, the Association for School Resource Officers, who, of course, make their money by training school resources.
Of course, so they want school resource officers.
Because the president of that, when he was asked, should teachers be armed? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know, in Connecticut, some esteemed legislator, Santa Monica, California, they're launching a anti-toy gun campaign.
Oh, that worked very well in Newark with Ross Baraka.
Yeah, like Ross Baraka also. They're going to ban toy guns because they think that that's going to lower crime.
All these
kids. You know what's funny, Doc? Yeah. Your kids are how old?
6 and 2.
Okay. Do you know if you don't give
your... Does your 2-year-old shoot? Yet,
not no? yet.
I know
Do you
the
know
6-year-old.
If you don't give your kids something like guns, they will pick up something and replicate a gun?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
They will use a remote control as a gun or something?
I've seen it happen.
Right? But here's the problem. They're going to take them away from kids. No one's talking about the video games or the movies, okay?
Uh-uh.
You know, all of these hypocrites in Hollywood, you know this Demand a Plan by Bloomberg? Mm. Somebody came out with a YouTube video. It's on the Gun for Hire Radio website where it's the opposite of what he did was when every one of these Gwyneth Paltrow and stuff says Demand a Plan, ban guns, he stopped and he freeze framed to them holding a gun in a movie scene. And most of the time pointing it at their own head or somebody else or doing something stupid.
Yeah.
So here they make their millions, and then their kids, like our politicians, go to schools where they're security officers and they're protected 24/7.
Exactly.
And these jackasses, like what's his name, Gregory on Meet the Press?
Yeah.
His kids go to the same school as Obama. There's 11 Secret Service detail there and security officers, and he's disagreeing with LaPierre's stance that we should have security in our schools.
Send your kids to D.C. public schools.
Because his kids are safe. What I hate about the whole liberal and the conservative thing, because there are liberals and libertarians that believe in our gun right. I do not like the double standard. I do not like the hypocrisy. I'll be the first one to tell you I don't want it. I want the same for everybody. Right. But they believe in this two-tiered caste system in this country where we're the serfs and we have to do whatever the glitterati says, whatever. They make their millions portraying killers
right.
and video right. games. Right. And we're doping our kids up and desensitizing the kids, and lo and behold, they'd stick it up, they want to ban guns. Well, I mean, look at Michael Moore, a.k.a. Jabba the Hutt. A few years ago, his bodyguard was stopped at JFK. He was bodyguarding Michael Moore at the time, and he had a gun on. He got locked up.
Yep.
Okay? This was years after he did Bowling for Columbine. All right? You want to talk about a hypocrite, Mr. Anti-Gun himself. Right. Why does he have an armed guard?
Right.
Why doesn't he just carry a bouquet of fucking roses to throw at somebody? The thorns will scratch them, and that'll stop the threat.
He's on a roll today, Eric.
I can't remember the school that's doing it. It's a Hebrew school. I couldn't read where it was in the article. But they require the fathers to take off a week out of the year and hold AR-15s in the classrooms.
Well, you know, we have...
How bad is that? I love it.
Yeah.
You need 52 kids. There's a year.
Yeah.
How many parents would... Corey Vaughn said he'd volunteer a day a week. He'd stay in his kid's school. You could do it for free with proper training. You'd have see, but I believe the administrators are the best way to go because they're vetted out already.
Yes.
Right.
You know, Sandy, if you've been teaching at, you know, school number 7 for the past 10 years and you haven't blown a mainspring and you have no criminal record, what better person? Eric, you drop your kids off, Doc, to the school. You trust them implicitly.
Absolutely.
We talked about it last week. If one of your kids has to throw up or something, that male or female teacher is going to bring them to the bathroom, hold their head just like you would. Okay.
Right.
So why not train these people? And you know, the administrators all tend to, they were teachers at one time because everybody moves up the in scale. That's the way to go, I believe. But I like the AR-15, especially with so many troops coming back. How about checking them out, making sure they're okay mentally? And if they're kids, see, there needs to be a personal attachment. We talk about this at yeshivas, churches, and everything. If you paid me $50 an hour to protect a school, Sandy, and four guys pulled up with AK-47s,
you and I are running. Right.
But if my kid is in that school, I ain't running nowhere.
That's right.
Exactly.
Okay? I believe that there needs to be that personal family attachment. And who better than our educators?
Right, exactly right. You know, we've talked about that 100 times. And, Rabbi Dovid Ben-Duri, our own rabbi.
I have my own rabbi, yes.
I mean, he says this all the time. What better protection is there going to be than the parent whose kid is behind those doors?
That's right.
And you see it with these, you know, how dare us stop these teachers from being armed, so they have to throw themselves, their own bodies, in front of the bad guy.
Who to trust better than them?
Exactly right. Let's give them the tools.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And make sure it's a real lipstick bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. And guess what? It may be the only thing she can carry to protect herself pretty soon. So we're back.
I'm going to... an unprecedented event today.
Yeah?
I'm retracting a horse's ass award.
You're kidding me.
Nope. I'm retracting a horse's ass award, and I'm giving a horse's ass award today.
Okay, well, so it's an even
swap. So let me tell you who I'm giving it to today. I'm giving it to that limey bastard, Piers Morgan.
Okay.
I've been tweeting Piers Morgan. Well, here's the problem. Piers Morgan has a show on MSNBC. He had Larry Pratt on from Gun Owners of America.
You know, we do have listeners.
I don't give a shit. I love them because and our listeners have balls.
Right.
The last two people in the UK that had balls was Winston Churchill and Margaret Thatcher. Okay? All right? Let me tell you something. Winston Churchill would not be proud of Piers Morgan.
No, he wouldn't. No.
But Neville Chamberlain would. Okay?
That's very true.
Okay? Neville Chamberlain. They don't want Piers back. They started a petition. They don't want him back.
No, they don't want him back.
Because someone started on whitehouse.gov a petition to deport Piers Morgan. They need 25,000 votes to start the deportation. We're up to 83,000. All right. Now, he is covered under the First Amendment in this country, and he can say whatever he wants. That's fine. But Larry
the same Constitution
Pratt,
that he trashes every single day.
The president of Gun Owners of America is a personal friend of mine. Okay? Larry Pratt is a good friend of mine, and he was on the show, and he was arguing with Piers Morgan was arguing with him, and every time Larry Pratt gave an educated answer, Piers Morgan said, "You're a very, very stupid man. You're a very ignorant man. Extremely unprofessional and one-sided. He belongs in a tabloid, not in any type of journalistic job.
Well, he's got a tabloid.
Okay? Now, he can't go back to England. We want to deport him, but he can't go back, Doc. You know why? He's wanted for wiretapping charges when he worked for Rupert Murdoch, and he had to flee the country. Okay? And now he's here, and MSNBC gave him a job. They put him in Larry King's slot, okay? And he has this so-called show. So he is the jackass. He is the European jackass, okay? Horse's ass, all
European
right? What do they find out? I need to know from Simon Blackstone and John Kerouac, what do they call a jackass in England? There must be a good, you know, Cockney slang name. I want to know what it is. Let me know, guys. Okay, Doc's looking it up.
Nice.
But now I'm taking the horse's ass award away from Mayor Cory Booker of
Say
Newark.
It's not so.
It's so.
Mayor Booker, the tweet capital of the world, Newark, New Jersey.
Mayor Booker,
super tweeter,
who's running for senator. I watched him on one of the Sunday shows.
Right.
And read the full transcript of what he said. It's not the law-abiding gun owners, and it's not the guns.
He's seen the light.
He says we have to go after the secondary market guns, which we're waiting for a good definition on. What do you think a secondary market is, Sandy?
Down the street, you mean? On the
I would believe
corner?
He thinks the illegal market or black market. Maybe he doesn't want to say black. We're still allowed to say black. Ainsley said I could say black.
He said you could say black.
Okay, right?
Didn't Ainsley said I could say we black? Could say black market.
Okay. Okay, so maybe the black market.
He's the... representative for the entire African American population. Now,
this is Ainsley. Ainsley's extremely educated. Every post on Facebook, people post a rant. I like to slap him. That's all he writes. But
what do you want? Is he CPA?
Here we go. Did you see what Booker said? I'm not afraid of law-abiding citizens who buy a gun. He said, buy the guns you want. What the problem is in America right now is that the terrorist person who was in a no-fly list could go into a secondary market today and buy a weapon. He wrote, criminals are killing people, not law-abiding gun owners. Holy shit. The rest of our politicritters should read this.
They should.
Okay, Mayor Booker, I'm taking the horse's ass award out of where I inserted it when I issued it to you last year. Okay? Is this not great that he said this?
Do we have to now call City Hall and ask that they return the horse's ass award?
No, he'll earn it again.
Oh, I guess.
He can hold on to it. I just won't have to send
another
one.
It's not like the Winston Churchill bust in the White House.
No. He'll definitely get another one.
I guess.
So Piers Morgan, he's going to get one. I'm sorry I said limey bastard. Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Anyway, but he is.
Yes,
and they don't. And, but anyway,
people heard you say that.
People in the UK started a petition. They don't want him back.
That's
okay.
Yes, exactly. I thought that was hilarious.
Maybe we can put him in a dugout canoe and push him into the Atlantic.
You keep him.
And
we don't
see
want
where he ends up.
Right, sure. He talked about something about Jamaica, going to Jamaica to start a talk show.
Good.
I wonder how long he'd last in Jamaica with the, you know, they have such tight gun laws, but everybody there who's a criminal has a gun. Mm-hmm. Sure. You don't know.
A little factoid from Pierce Country. A little factoid. You guys ready? A little factoid, all right? After Dunblane, when they banned all guns in 1998, okay, the results have not been what proponents of the act wanted. Within a decade of the handgun ban and the confiscation of all handguns from registered owners, crime with handguns had doubled, according to the British government. This is in today's Wall Street Journal.
Nice.
Okay? Gun crime, not a serious problem in the past, now is. Armed street gangs have some British police carrying guns for the first time. Moreover, another massacre occurred in June 2010. Derek Bird, a taxi driver in Cumbria, shot his brother and a colleague, then drove off through a rural village, killing 12 people and injuring 11. Guess what? He roamed the countryside for 8 hours because there was nobody with the gun to retaliate.
To be able to stop the man with
the
gun.
Can you imagine this? Ah. So this is what Piers Morgan is talking about
here.
This
is where we're headed, folks.
Okay. Stick it, Pierce.
Absolutely. Do you know that there was a study done by Mail, the British newspaper, that showed that Britain is the most violent country in the world now? Thank you for the handgun ban.
And they were a world power up till 1945.
No more.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Should all remains as
do you see what I have to put up with? I have a witness here. Thank you. Would you tell the world, Doctor, what I have to put up with here every single
week?
What?
The song is making me dry heat.
I get that. I am not responsible for the music.
We just talked about the Bullet Hole. Let's keep it local. Parsippany, New Jersey. I didn't tell you this article. A 33-year-old man was in a car crash with another guy. I'm 46, right near my house, right? They start arguing at the accident scene, and the 33-year-old guy pulls a loaded Glock gun and sticks it in the face of the other guy. Okay?
No carry permit, I'm guessing.
No. Okay. The police come. The guy has no permit. The gun is not registered. It's loaded. They lock him up. $10,000 bail, and he got out with $1,000 cash.
See,
these are the laws that are backwards.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
But you or I stop for a friggin' Slurpee or to relieve ourselves on the way back from the range, and we've got a mandatory 7 years facing
us. Now, I know he's facing jail time, but you know, if you're nuts enough to pull a loaded, unregistered, unlicensed gun out and stick it in somebody's face. And I understand our prisons are overcrowded because they won't let them use the shitbaggerator.
Right.
Okay. The industrial size. We should have one at every prison.
Yes, at every prison.
So we can make the prisons housing.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, $1,000 and he got out.
Unbelievable.
Oh, hey, he posted 10% of $10,000 bail and was released. He could disappear after that. Like Detective Mack says, the shitbags are out on the street, 30 arrests, 19 felony convictions, and he's 22 years old.
Right, exactly.
You know, what's wrong with this system? And like I said, these people, Doc, they walk amongst us.
That's right.
Yeah.
When our wives and children are walking in the malls and movie theaters,
they're sitting
next
to you in the
diner.
They're
walking amongst us.
Yep.
Okay? It is unbelievable.
Yep.
So right here in downtown Parsippany, this is what we have to deal with.
Ain't that great.
Okay? And he gets out of jail for $1,000. Not bad. See, I always thought that you would, like, rot in prison if you got caught with a gun like that.
Well,
I'd be calling Knappin and Pisano and this one and that one, and I'd be like, oh, shit, I'm going to prison for life. These people, they don't even give a shit.
No, they don't care.
You want to talk about outing us? What about that newspaper in New York State?
Oh, yeah. The in Westchester County, the name and address of every gun owner was published in Westchester County in a newspaper. What was the name of that newspaper?
I'm looking it up now. Paper Outs Gun Owners. I don't know. I don't know the name of it.
It doesn't matter. We don't want to give them any free publicity.
But what happened was they listed 33,000 people in Westchester and Rockland County that own guns. They are still trying under the Freedom of Information Act to get a list of all the guns people own.
Can
because
you
they
imagine
wanted
that?
They want to distribute that to, which is that's like a shopping
list.
My house when I'm not homeless. Right. So a couple of internet savvy people got the names, addresses, phone numbers, cars, all the personal information of the whole editorial staff of the newspaper, and guess what? They published it everywhere. I called a few of the numbers and they all disconnected. I visited the Facebook pages. They were all taken down. Now, the guy who wrote it, I was thinking about driving up there and parking one of the gun-for-hire trucks across the street from
his house
for a
day. Yeah, sure. Hey, look, I'll go up there with you. That's
what do you think?
Great.
We could eat ice cream in the car.
Right.
We're not breaking any law.
Right. Yeah.
And just let them know we know you're there. So this is what we're now. So now the registration is. So now as law-abiding gun owners, I'm like an effing pedophile.
Right. Exactly right.
Right?
When
they publish a list of sex offenders in a state, in your neighborhood.
They've elevated
so now
gun
I'm
owners
that.
To sex offenders.
I'm that.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Okay, and these people, these journalists who are supposed to be objective. Are journalists not supposed to be objective,
They're
Sandy?
Supposed to
so
be.
What happened?
Well, that happened. It died with Woodward and Bernstein. That doesn't, there's no objectivity. And right now, I think just about every journalist has got such an agenda. And it's sad, you know, over the holidays, I had to promise my wife no speaking about politics and no speaking about what happened in Connecticut. My deal was, if someone brings it up, it's fair game. So my mother-in-law brought it up. And she's like, why do people need guns that shoot 30 bullets a second? And I said, well, number one, if you got a gun that shoots 30 bullets a second, I want one.
Yeah.
You know. But she's talking about this nonsense in Connecticut. And I guess a lot of you guys have written in, too, and asked about this. The minute you start talking about, you have to understand something when it comes to media and controlling media. Everybody says, how do I answer that? How do I answer that? Well, you don't allow the other person to control the conversation. You have to really flip it the other
way. So you go like Ainsley, you slap him.
You slap him. Well, Ainsley can do that because Ainsley's big enough to do that. I'm not. But, you have to really change the conversation. You don't allow, don't get baited into that thing. Control the conversation back over. And like we've talked about before, what's the right number? You know, stop talking about numbers. Stop trying to win these arguments with facts and figures. I know it's your tendency to do that, but don't do that.
It's just like with Bloomberg. You can't buy a 42-ounce soda, so you buy 224. You limit the number of bullets in a magazine.
Right.
You're just going to carry more magazines.
What's the right number?
Did you hear Bloomberg in a press conference said that no one supported the Second Amendment more than he does?
No, I didn't see that.
Yes, he
That's
did.
That's great.
Yes, he did.
We the people, you and I.
Mm-hmm. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com.
Their next meeting is going to be January 22nd at Gun for Hire headquarters in Belleville.
Nice.
So if you guys want to come up and check it out, we'll be here. They also started a new initiative called Two Calls a Day for 2A. They're asking all NJ2AS members to start calling two politicians a day and ask them to support pro-2A positions.
And please be polite.
Yeah, don't
do that.
Yeah, don't lower it down to a nasty level.
Don't get on their level.
And the other thing is that we still have this high school writing contest where the grand prize is a Gun for Hire test drive. 16 guns, 144 rounds. That is on the NJ2AS.com website. The Second Amendment Society is having this first ever high school writing contest for grades 9 to 12. Mm-hmm. And it's about what the Second Amendment means to you. So again, join the NJ2AS, you cheap bastards.
Right.
In state, out of state, we got to fight. We got Lautenberg and Feinstein that are all going to come after us.
Sure.
Okay? We need help at the state level, too. We got to fight crying, the quadruple dipper who wants to have a five-round mag. Now, what if Jersey passes five-round
and
all
toast.
Of a sudden Lautenberg says,
that's right.
Let me introduce it federally.
Right, and so, he will.
You know, you guys laughing out in Wyoming and Colorado, you better write that $35 check.
Right.
And if you're listening, if you're not a member of the NRA, shut the program off now.
Right,
I don't
want
to talk to you.
Yeah, we don't want to just stop listening.
Doc is a life member. Wife's a life member. The kids are 2 and 6. They're life members of the NRA already. I don't want to hear any shit from anybody.
Right.
Okay? Everybody's got to do their part.
You know,
I think I'm recording this show every week with these guys I can't stand.
How nice. It's great.
Yeah. It's true, though.
It's very true.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're still sitting
you
in the wagon and while everybody else is pulling it, you know, how dare you? And a lot of these folks coming out and saying, you know, you got a lot of hunters coming out and saying, well, you know, I'm in favor of, you know, you can always tell when somebody has no idea what they're talking about. They might be a gun owner, but they're ignorant. Because like you say, Anthony, the first sign of intelligence is knowing what to call a thing.
That's right.
And they come out and call it a clip.
Hey. The mayor of Asbury Park came out yesterday. He did a Scott Bach, what Scott Bach says. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but I think we should ban assault rifles.
Yeah.
This was the mayor of Asbury Park yesterday.
Well, you know, a lot of people.
He's one of the illegal mayors against illegal guns.
Of course.
With King Mike.
And you don't want to drive through Asbury Park even in the daytime.
Correct. Correct. So right away, you know, Scott Bach said it, Doc. Whenever a politician says, I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment, that means they're not a supporter
Correct.
Of the Second Amendment.
Correct.
So stick it.
Those
now,
are the new talking points.
We're talking globally here. Guess what's back, ladies and gentlemen? The UN Small Arms Treaty is coming up again.
Should we say, I told you so?
You know, it's back. Obama got reelected.
Yep.
Hillary's out. Hillary had a sniffle, so she couldn't appear at Benghazi. She can the Benghazi hearing. She can fly
head.
All over the country, okay, on a whim to take care of shit, to go to a State Department dinner and kiss somebody's ass that gives us oil or something, right?
But
she hit her head and she couldn't testify.
Yeah.
When are the Americans going to wake up? See, they can't wake up because who's the largest special interest group in this country? The media.
Yep.
All right? And they're going to put John Kerry is going to be Secretary of State. Are you fucking kidding me? Why don't they just dig up Herman Munster, Fred Gwynne? Holy shit.
Actually, Herman Munster would have made him better.
Well, he was good in My Cousin Vinny.
Yes, he was. Oh, he was fantastic. Absolutely.
But John Curry now is going to be the... We're doomed, man.
Yep.
We are doomed in this country. Listen.
Well, everybody keeps saying, you know, we will say it 1,000 times. Votes matter. But everybody who is a gun owner who voted for the exalted ruler, King Barack Obama... And who said he is not anti-gun, get ready.
Right after Obama's re-election, his administration joined other members of the UN committee in supporting the resumption of negotiations on the UN Small Arms Treaty. Ooh. What did I tell you guys? 30 industrial bulldozers pushed the whole effing complex in the East River.
You don't want to pollute the East River.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Make sure it's full. Make sure the full Security Council is in attendance when we do it. Okay? And all their cars with their diplomatic plates are parked outside, too. So it's back.
Yes, okay? It is.
The UN Small Arms Treaty is back, and the NRA is against this, Gun Owners of America, SAF, and everybody, but not our administration and not our media.
Yeah, but one of the biggest things that you have to realize is that if the NRA doesn't have the membership, they don't have a voice.
Correct.
The NRA, you know, what the Second Amendment Foundation does in court, the NRA does in the public.
Correct.
The NRA is the biggest training organization that has ever been there. If you're not a member of the NRA, and hey, look, it's not like we're getting a commission from the NRA.
No.
And it's not like we agree with what the NRA says all the time.
I don't.
No.
I don't agree with everything.
We're the biggest critics of the NRA sometimes, but you gotta join. We're coming back.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
That would get my attention. Oh, that's great. That's good. You like this? Now, this is coming directly from the music manager, and he's saying, just because he hates it, we're putting it in. That's good. Happy New Year.
I'd like to read a couple of things. This one's
Happy
from
New Year,
a listener.
Dr. Eric.
Happy New Year.
Robert Johnson. Heard the show. I know what it's like when relatives berate you. Know this. Because of your diligence, all of us in New Jersey are a little safer this day. All the best to you and your family. Merry Christmas, Robert Johnson. That's because Rob wrote that because my mother gave me shit after the Newtown massacre.
Right.
We've all gotten it. Eric, you said you've had patients come in and question your allegiance to firearms, correct?
Yes.
And you've had to justify.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tool. Just like I've said several times, if you're going to blame guns for killing people, you're going to blame pencils for spelling mistakes.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. It's just a tool. And if you put a tool in somebody's hands who doesn't know how to use it, they're going to hurt themselves, they're going to hurt others. If you're a carpenter, you trained to use that hammer, you could hit a nail in with one swift hit of that hammer.
I'm very interested to when the police come out the reports of how her guns were secured and everything, Lance's mother.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm dying to find out what that's like because I'm telling people, you know, I'm arguing to a point, but I don't know all the facts yet. Most people think they know all the facts already because the media made up all the facts already.
They always make up all the facts. And again, which is one of the this was one of my biggest contention is that, you know, we have as a body sat silent way too long. The time to come out and speak against issues like this and to show your side is not when tragedies happen. No. You don't wait until things like that. The other side is poised to do this. Like Dai Fi comes out and says that she's got this, she's been working on this gun ban now for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's waiting been sandbagged, waiting for a tragedy. Exactly. The old Rahm Emanuel trick.
Yes.
You know, our side, we play, we're way too polite. We play on that. We need to change the dialogue. We really, and the only way to change the dialogue is for you guys out there to get involved.
Seven people shot and killed in Chicago Christmas Eve.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
And they have total gun control.
Yeah,
there.
Total gun control. Yeah.
You know, I got one more letter. I just wanted to thank you, Sandy, Frank, Mac, Joe, for the time you put into this week's show. I have not had a dry eye since the incident. God bless you all. Tomorrow night I will spend Christmas Eve with my grandchildren, and I will be teary-eyed for all those who cannot. I pray for our first responders who had to witness this firsthand. They will more than likely never have a good night's sleep again. To the people of Newtown, Connecticut, and the Sandy Hook School, know that we will never, ever forget. Like all retired cops, I have witnessed horrific things during my career. Nothing has touched me as much as this. Thank you for all you do. Bob Petty. Nice letter. We all feel that. People think because this is the other thing. The press makes us out to be such monsters. Because we're gun people, we have no feelings.
It's right? Ridiculous.
For some reason, we have no feelings.
And the exact opposite is true. I mean, coming from outside of the gun culture, to quote the media term, into the gun culture, being part of it now, being dragged into it by this one across the table here.
I used the Jedi mind trick.
Yes, he did. I have never really met another group of people who were so caring and just sincere.
Sincerely and
patriotic. Nice and patriotic, yeah.
As we watch our country slip from a world power to a third-rate country.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay? We're headed that way. Roman Empire did it. The British Empire did it. The U.S. Empire is on its way down the slippery slope of debt and entitlement. But the media, they keep driving it home. I don't think know what kind of utopia they think they're going to create, like a Massachusetts or California utopia across the whole country of equal suffering.
And you got to take a look at the political agenda, you know, without taking the show into politics. You have to really take a look at the political agenda for
this. But you talk about demonizing, right? Because we're gun owners, you know, you get a guy like Piers Morgan, we're all stupid.
Right.
Okay. Bullshit, we're all stupid.
Right.
Bullshit, we're all insensitive. Listen, if that kid didn't kill himself, I'd put him in my basement and he'd be there for 6 months. What do we do with our liberal policies? Look at Lauffner and the other one, the one who shot Giffords and the one in the movie theater. What are they doing?
Right.
They're living in a hotel room with television, getting to write. They ask for stuff from the commissary. They get whatever they want.
Yep.
They're in there eating Pop-Tarts and shit. They massacred and slayed people. You know, if it was an Israeli prison or a third world country, they'd be in a hole right now.
Yeah, if they would be alive.
You know, so people say, well, we wish we was alive so we can get the answers. Are we getting the answers from these other mass murderers?
What answers do we need? We understand what the answers are. He's a psychopath. This is a guy who, if it is true that he has a paranoid schizophrenic disease, then he's detached from reality. So anybody who commits an unnatural act like that, like we talked about last week, the video games train people, the military uses the video games to train human beings to do what is a fundamentally unnatural act, and that is killing another human being.
Mac posted on Facebook Radio, the Call of Duty, the Russian scene, the YouTube video, or somebody posted it, Mac said thank you, where they go in and the gold dock is to kill everybody in the airport hangar awaiting their flights.
Oh, man.
Okay, and they're all unarmed. They're just passengers with their bags and stuff, and you're just shooting them en masse.
But there's no call to the entertainment industry to curb some of this stuff.
No.
It's you know, it's always got to be the gun. It's always got to be
the game industry came out and said it's not the games, it's the guns.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's what the video gaming industry came out
It's not the games, it's the guns. Right. Because this is just a simple
their
game.
Their spokesman was a 42-year-old man who was pasty white with glasses held together with a Band-Aid.
And his carpal tunnel syndrome on his thumbs.
Two carpal tunnel syndrome braces on his wrist to his thumbs. And his mother drove him to the press conference. Okay.
The best comment that I got from people talking about, you know, should you have a gun? Shouldn't you have a gun? You know, I was saying, well, why not have a gun for home protection? I mean, when somebody breaks into your house, what's your first phone call? For somebody to bring a gun to protect you.
Correct. Yep.
And that person told me that keeping a gun for home protection was like keeping serine gas or air freshener.
Really?
Not sure where the connection comes in.
Yeah. Well, how does the same person have a fire extinguisher in their home? And like you're saying, you know, we talk about the fact that the only solution to a bad guy with a gun doing bad things is a good guy with a gun doing good things.
Tell the person who said that, do you know how long it took the police to get to the scene in Newtown?
Right.
20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Right. 20 minutes.
Okay. 20 minutes. We've been in a studio 30 minutes recording.
Right.
Okay. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. How long would it take to get to a regular house call with a routine break-in?
Average response time, 14 and a half minutes.
14 and a half minutes is the average response time.
It's ridiculous.
So
what can you do in 14 and a half minutes?
With no firearm. They're on their own.
Right. And if you want to see how long 14 and a half minutes is, hold your breath for 14 and a half minutes.
Right.
Dude, I can't hold cigar smoke in that long.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So yeah, 20 minutes for that, for those, and that's how long. And then he had 20 minutes in that school to do his massacring,
right?
And then he killed himself.
And you notice who we call? Who did we call? We called people with guns to come help us.
Of course,
right?
Of course.
So, you know, to say that the gun is the evil thing is just a little ridiculous. But you know, we have to learn how to change the dialogue. We have to learn how to control the conversation. We're not doing that very well.
No, we're not. But again, we're fighting an uphill battle with the media also, day in and day out.
We can still win, and because there's more of us speaking about what we need to speak at than there are.
We can win with superior firepower, too.
Yep. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk to dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. He doesn't like this music.
He wouldn't like my office during the holidays.
I know.
We get the rights to the Charlie Brown music or something? Like, no. Linus playing the piano?
Yeah, sure. How many houses you want to sell to do that?
Can't you go up an octave so it's different?
No, you can't. Son of a bitch. We could get the rights to that
Talk about another sponsor. Let's talk about Frank DeMeo. Get Out Safe,
Get
NJ.
Out Safe NJ.
Facebook page, Get Out Safe NJ. SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com. Route 10, East Hanover. Go and see Frank.
Absolutely.
Half of our listeners have emailed me back from Corey to Ames.
They cool
all stopped
store.
In.
It's Sean, really a cool store.
All the guys
store.
Stopped in. He's fully stocked again, by the way. After Sandy, he got killed. And now
really.
He's fully stocked again. Go in and see Frank. Tell him Gun for Hire Radio sent you. He's got some special stuff for you. He's the type of guy you can go in there, Doc, just like you. You could talk to him for 3 hours, pick his brain, and leave without buying anything. And he'll have bought you a cup of coffee from the Dunkin' Donuts next door.
Right, in the process, yeah.
He's like our type of guy because he's passionate about what he does. The way we are with guns, Frank is with survival equipment.
Yeah.
Okay? He's been a volunteer fireman all his life. He's in his 60s.
Yep.
He's been a volunteer fireman all his life in the same town. He loves what he does. He's passionate about it, and he wants to see other people do the same. Visit his Facebook page. Welcome him. Pass it on to your friends. Listen, you want to talk about a nice gift? You want to buy somebody for a gift? Buy him a survival pack to put in a trunk of their car.
Absolutely.
Put in their house.
Sure.
A couple hundred dollars. Yeah. You go in there. Doc, you go in there and tell him, I need something for me, my wife, my 2-year-old, and 6-year-old. He'll say, come back this afternoon. He'll have it made up. Kurt it's totally set specific up for your kids. Yep. So that there's stuff that your kids will like to eat flavor-wise, calorie-wise, and everything.
Yep.
Okay, it's not like buying something off the internet that just this generic packaging comes. He is so nuts that his food and water expire after 5 years. If you buy his pack, you bring it back in 5 years, he replaces it free of charge.
He's off the hook, this guy.
Who else does that?
I know. He's insane.
You know? So this is what we want you to do. So get out safe. NJ, the website is survivalequipmentnj.com. Please tell Frank we sent you. He's a really, really great guy. Stop in and see him. He's open 7 days a week. We're going to do a remote from his place in January or February.
Yeah.
We're going to go up there and do a remote. So,
you know what's interesting, too, with the price of food skyrocketing the way it is, probably one of your best hedges against inflation that is coming, and trust me, it's coming.
Oh yeah.
Is to start. He's got that food that lasts 25 years,
yes.
And it tastes really pretty good.
I mean, stuff in the 5 gallon
buckets. And it doesn't have a huge sodium content, so it's.
Hold on. Oh, the doc just adjusted me.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Oh,
go ahead.
God. Okay. Yeah, but that is it's a thing that you really should. Consider doing is just getting that food for just keeping it for yourself, because where else are you going to double your money in a year, right? The price of everything has gone up.
No, we're
50%.
Listen, we have, as long as we got paper, we ain't never running out of money in this country.
And did you hear last week that the unemployment numbers are down? That's because they dropped the unemployment.
Another great Gunfire listener, Alex Less, was here yesterday. He dropped me off homemade kibasi that you're never going to see, by the way.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
No problem.
And we were talking. He's a financial guy, and he was talking about Greece compared to the U.S. with inflation and percentage of gross domestic product and debt. He's like, we are so close to an implosion. It's unbelievable. It's amazing that our country is being held together right now. If you don't think you don't think half these people that are out there buying guns are because of that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, guns and ammo. It is going to implode.
Yes, absolutely.
It is definitely going to. I'm sorry, I got burping and everything going on over here today. I don't know what happened. Somebody must have got the voodoo doll back.
They must have.
When they soak it in club soda, I burp a lot.
That's nice.
Bad. So Alex was telling me, we were talking. By the time the two of us got done talking to each other, he's got three kids. By the time we got done talking about video games and Hollywood and inflation and I was ready for a nap.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, holy moly, well, just knocked me out.
The problem is that we're constantly walking around in stress because we know what's going on.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what it is?
It's like the pot is bubbling and it's ready to boil over.
Right.
And we know it's ready to boil over. Meanwhile, the rest of the lemmings, as long as their TV show's on, they don't care.
And we're pointing to it, go, the pot is boiling. Somebody lower the heat.
Correct.
And nobody's watching.
Nope.
You know,
we're screwed. We're screwed. So he scared the shit out of me last night. We talked to each other about a half hour. We had a conversation. I was like, oh my God, we're in such bad shape. So I stocked up on cigars and more .22 long rifle ammo this morning.
Oh, good. Very good.
I have my priorities. I have
for
enough food
cigars?
And water and enough neighbors to eat. So
that's
I'm not
good.
Worried
well,
about
that's,
that.
That's very
I
good.
I bought this new seasoning for long pork, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. So
that's good.
You know, if I have to, whatever.
Yeah.
Proper marinade. So, I got to get them while they're still
plumped. Well, you don't like
though.
Your neighbors anyway.
Yeah.
Or you only like the medium rare.
I like the medium rare or rotisserie.
Rotisserie, yes.
Yeah, rotisserie neighbor is not a bad thing.
You know, I had a conversation this morning you can help me out with. I had a guy kind of berate me again about dealing with guns. And they're talking about the AR-15, right? And he's insisting that the AR stands for automatic rifle. It was an automatic rifle.
Armalite rifle.
Yes.
Armalite rifle is AR.
Remind everybody again.
Okay. It does not stand for assault rifle.
Right.
It's Armalite rifle.
The first
assault
manufacturer,
rifles are
right?
banned. Yes. Production manufacturer. Eugene Stoner designed the AR, the gas impingement system, got the final patent design, and Armalite rifle had the first contract for it. And when our vets in 64 started using it in Vietnam, they referred to it as the Mattel gun because they went from the 8.62 pound M1 Garand to the 5.8 pound Mattel gun, which was much lighter, smaller, smaller rounds so they can carry more ammo, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, Armalite rifle does not stand for assault rifle. A true assault rifle would be full auto. The press is constantly pummeling us. The other thing is, I got this guy who wants to do an article about me from the newspaper. Most people, again, non-gun owners, we know this. We live it, breathe it, eat it every day.
Yes.
Non-gun owners think you just walk into a 7-Eleven and say, give me a pack of Luckies, an assault rifle, 10,000 rounds of ammo, right. some condoms, and Beeman's gum, and walk out. They don't realize the hoops that we have to jump through to get a gun, and the background checks, and the right. controls, and the measures Correct. That are taken. Doc, did you feel like a criminal when you went for your gun permits?
Oh, absolutely.
Visits to the police department,
couple
references.
Of visits to the police department, references, right?
Mugshots, fingerprints. It's nice. In my town, they take mugshots, and they keep them on
file. They're not supposed to.
No.
They're not supposed to take any mugshots.
They
shots.
Bought a photo booth because of this.
So that
because,
busy.
Yeah, they were that busy. And I Did live in a rural that? Town.
But that's because the police chief is a... Anyway.
Anti-gunner, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, he just absolutely. Wants to put as many roadblocks up
yep.
as possible.
You betcha.
I've had people come in and say, my husband and I wanted in North Bergen County, my husband and I wanted to get a gun permit, but the police chief said, once we apply, our names go on a public list.
Wow.
That's a lie, all right? But the chief is telling people that to dissuade them from getting a permit.
That's incredible.
All right? That is bullshit because you have your own agenda. You're denying taxpayers in your town, legal citizens and taxpayers, the right to have a gun.
Right.
My name
exactly.
on the list.
Yeah. I'm on enough lists.
Yeah. We're already on lists.
I come up in every NSA search. You just misspell my name and everything. I come right up on it. And my dog.
They have black helicopters flying over his house and drones. There's an entire drone squad.
That son of a bitch. Targeted. I hit that drone with a laser the other night. I think it was a drone. It might have been a plane.
Okay, so Mr. Happy, what do you got going on at Gun for Hire Academy?
First of all, the doc, what are you offering again for listeners?
I'm offering a free exam, x-rays if they're needed, a thermal scan of the spine. And by the time that they're done with that, on their second visit, they'll get a 10 to 12 page review of everything that's going on in their spine, what it'll take to correct it, and the plan that they can get correction.
I guarantee you it wouldn't be 12 pages with his spine.
I think it would be more like 26.
26, nice. 27 pages.
He always squeezes the gas out of me. where's your practice located?
At 1301 Prince Rogers Avenue in Bridgewater, right across from the street from the Bridgewater Commons Mall.
Right across the street from the mall, so you can drop somebody off. That's and your website?
www.waldorfcairo.com. We also have an app in the Android store and on the Apple Marketplace.
How nice is that?
Very nice.
And he has a great Facebook page, and he publishes health tips every day that I read and I like every day.
Absolutely.
What's your Facebook page?
I believe the Facebook page is Waldorf Cairo.
It is Waldorf Cairo. I know. He believes. He doesn't spend enough time on it, you see. Doc, I want to say to you, not Sandy, Merry Christmas, and thank you for your support.
Merry Christmas. Christmas was a week
and
ago.
And Happy New Year.
He doesn't
even
know
personally.
The calendar.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Also, at Gun for Hire, the test drive is sold out.
Ooh.
Yes, so forget it if you were going to buy it as a Christmas gift. Too late. Smoking Gun Free, February 24th. There's still a few tickets available. Get your Utah or Florida non-resident CCW. We do it at 8 locations, and we deliver. Gun for Hire alumni, half off all Gun for Hire classes you've previously taken. And we do have connections. So if you want to build a bear, build your own AR with Jimmy the Gun Guy, send me an email, and we'll hook you up.
You better
Until
do it now.
Until we meet again. Happy New Year, a safe and prosperous. I hope half the stuff we say never comes true, and our country will rise to its greatness again.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of Dr. Eric Waldorf, my curmudgeon... partner over here, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Happy New Year.